Morning. Today's daf in Menachos is Pei. We are beginning in the Gemara today in the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we have one topic for today. We are in the eighth parak, which means that we're discussing the Karban Todah. Karban Todah is a shlamim that has together with it loaves of bread. 10 of them are chametz, 30 of them are matzah. We've discussed it already extensively. Our one topic that we're going to be discussing today is Karban Todahs that do not have bread together with it, coupled together with it. What are circumstances? We're going to go over all those circumstances in the course of the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara's discussion. And so let us get underway. Once again, as we talk about the Karban Todah, so let's remind ourselves that the Karban Todah is mentioned in Parshat Tzav. The Torah talks about it in the context of a Karban Shlamim, because a Karban Todah is a Karban Shlamim, as we already discussed a number of times. It's a modified Karban Shlamim, but it's a Karban Shlamim nevertheless. The Torah opens up. This is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, Asher Kriv LaShem, Im Al Todah Yakrivenu. And pay careful attention to the wording of the Pasuk. We're going to be quoting from this Pasuk extensively today. Im Al Todah Yakrivenu. So if he's going to bring a Karban Todah, V'yakriv Al Zevach HaTodah. In conjunction with the Karban Todah, he also brings Chalos Matzos Belulos B'Shemen, Rekiki Matzos Meshuchim B'Shemen, V'Solos Murbeches Chalos Belulos B'Shemen. The various types of matzos that come together with it, Al Chalos Lechem Chametz, together in conjunction with Chametz as well, Yakriv Karban Al Zevach Todah Shlamav, and that comes together with the Shlamim that it brings. And then the Torah goes on to describe how you're going to take a loaf of each one of the 10, hand it over to the Kohen, but that we already discussed earlier. Let's start our Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins, Vlad Todah. So let's say you have a Karban Todah and it gives birth, Mazel Tov. So Karban Todah is a Shlamim, which means that it could be either male or female. Obviously, we're talking about the female over here. So in other words, you were Makdish, a Karban Shlamim female, and it was pregnant and it gave birth. For the purposes of this discussion, let's just keep it simple. Let's say that the conception and the birth occurs after it was after you were makdish. Okay, it'll just make it a little bit easier and smoother. So it gave birth now. So what is this baby of carbon? The baby of a carbon is a carbon. Okay, baby carbon. And what kind of carbon is it? Same as the mother. So in other words, so we have now two Karban Todahs. The mother and the baby. So Vlad Todah, Tumurasa. Also, we're talking about now the Tumura of a Karban Todah. What is a Tumura? We're going to be spending an entire Masechta dedicated to this topic. And that is that if a person has a Karban and tries to take the Kedusha of that Karban, exchange it to another Karban. So first and foremost, the Torah says don't do that. Right? It's an Isser in the Torah to do that. However, if you do that, Vayahu Smurasa Yekodesh. The end of Sefer Vayikra, the Torah says that what's going to end up happening is that the original animal retains its Kedusha, and the second animal where you try to transfer the Kedusha to, so that animal will now have that Kedusha. Vayahu Smurasa Yekodesh. So it and its Tamura are going to have Kedusha. So that's the second example of a second Karban Todah or a residual Karban Todah. And finally, third case of the Mishnah, you said it's like Karban Todah, you lost it, and now, thinking that you're not going to recover it, so you set aside a second animal, and now you find the original. So in all of these cases, Eina Teuna Lechem, in every one of the scenarios that we just laid out, the Vlad of a Karban Todah, the Tamura of a Karban Todah, and where you replaced it with a second, and then you found the first. In all of these scenarios, the secondary Karban Todah is going to be offered as a Karban Todah without the lechem. How do I know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'yikriv al zevach hatoda, hatoda tuna lechem velo vlada velo chilufa velo tmurasa tuna lechem." When the Torah says that you're bringing it with the Karban Todah, meaning the original and only the original Karban Todah has with it an accompaniment of lechem, but if you have any kind of secondary Todah will be offered as a Karban, but without the lechem. Gemara opens up with a Mishnah, with a Braisa, and the Braisa is going to make basically the same point. Tana Rabbanan Amar Omer, Todah Yakriv. The Gemara now is focusing on the words of the pasuk that we just quoted. Todah yakriv minayin, skipping the parentheses. Lemafish todas of avda v'yifrish acheres tachteha. Let's say you set aside your Karban Todah. You lost it. You set aside a second Karban Todah. V'nimtzes harishona. And you found the original. V'areshtem omdos. And they're now both standing right up against you. Looking right at you. And so which one do you bring? Minayin she'ezem em shi'ir to yakriv. So you can bring whichever one you want, meaning the original or the second. V'lachma ima. Now, whichever one you bring is going to serve as your carbon toda. So that what you're going to bring, and you're going to bring the carbon toda, and you're going to bring the lechem together with it. Tam lomer ha-toda yakriv. So by that, the Torah says ha-toda yakriv, meaning you can choose which toda you want to bring, and whichever one you're going to want to bring, that's your carbon toda, with the lechem that accompanies it. Now, what about the second one? So let's entertain for just a moment. The second one requires lechem. So tamalama yakri venu. So no, because the Torah says the words yakri venu, you're going to offer it. So that means to say, echa velo shnayim. Only one requires bread, not two. Echa shariba akasuv amiyit. So the Gemara says, so look, what do we have over here? We have both an expansion and a contraction. The expansion is that you can have secondary carbon todas. The contraction or the limitation is that not every one of them is going to require lechem. So minan l'rabos v'lados v'chilufos v'tumuros la'akrava. So now that we have that, so how do I know that any kind of secondary, if it's an offspring, if it's an exchange, chilufa, by the way, is where I lost it and I replaced it. Tamura is where I tried to exchange it for a second animal. All these cases of secondary carbon toda. Tam lomar, im atoda. So the im ala toda means to say that it also is going to have the status of a carbon toda. Yachu yutunus lechem. I might have thought that it should require bread. Tam lomar vi kriv al zevecha toda. Toda tuna lechem velo vlada. Velo chilufa velo tamurasa tunim lechem. The Brisa concludes that only the original animal requires lechem, but the secondary animals do not require lechem. Okay, period. Okay, I can differ Abraisa. So the Braisa basically taught us what the Mishnah taught us. Actually, the Braisa really taught us two scenarios. One scenario is where I have both animals right there, and so I'm going to offer one with bread, one without bread. And the second scenario of the Braisa is even if I don't have both animals there, as long as I brought one of the animals as my carbon toda, the second animal, let's say I recover the second animal at a later point in time, still it will be a carbon toda. It still is a carbon toda, but there's no bread that comes along with it. Okay, so far this morning, our Mishnah and the Braisa that we learned together is teaching us that secondary carbon todas are going to be offered as a carbon toda. The animal is going to be offered a carbon toda, but there is no lechem requirement for the secondary carbon todas, only for the original carbon toda that you bring. Good. Gemara starts off now with the following discussion. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeder Rav Yochanan. So Rav Chanina sent the following in the name of Rav Yochanan. Loshanu ala la'achar kapar. Ava lifnei kapar tunim lechem. So here's the statement. The statement is that we're only discussing it after kapara, but before kapara it requires bread. That's the statement. Now what we need to do is we need to process and understand what was Rav Yochanan talking about. Have ba Rav Amran ahaya. So Rav Amran now is asking the question. When Rav Yochanan says that there's a difference between before kapara and after kapara, so let's try to understand this better. Now even before we go with the analysis of the Gemara, let's just try to wrap our head. We're talking about kapara. We're talking about a carbon toda. Right, those two words don't normally go together. What does that mean, kapara and carbon toda? So the word kapara over here in the Gemara has to be understood a little bit looser than the way we normally understand it. Kapara means that I did an avera. I now am obligated to bring a carbon chatas. The chatas for me is serving as a kapara. It achieves atonement for me now that I brought a carbon chatas. Good. That's our normal understanding of the word kapara. In the context of carbon toda, so it's not a kapara per se. You're not atoning. Right? Why does a person bring a carbon toda? So, oddly enough, by the way, in this perek, this is now the fourth day of this perek. So, oddly enough, we haven't. It's the fourth day of the perek. So, we haven't given the reasons why a person is going to bring a carbon toda. But we know you take a look in Rashi and Chumash. The Gemara and Brachos discusses it also extensively. A person has gone through a life-threatening event and saved, and wants to express his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, this carbon is coming as a result of expression of gratitude to Hashem. That's not kapara. However, as we're going to discuss in just a moment, but if you're obligated to bring it, and we're going to discuss in just a moment levels of obligation, but if you're obligated to bring it, so kapara over here is used in the sense of you've now fulfilled your obligation. You made a commitment to bring it. You satisfy your obligation to bring it. That's what we mean when we talk about before kapara and after kapara. Okay, and in a moment we're going to talk about levels of obligation, and you'll see what I mean in just a moment. So again, Rav Yochanan now is talking about making some sort of distinction. Our topic for today is secondary carbon todas, and we're making some sort of distinction of before and after kapara. And what we're trying to do is wrap our head around what was Rav Yochanan talking about. So again, let's start again. It's two lines from the bottom. Anayin tesamud beis havi barav amram. Ahaya. On which case is he talking about? Ilei machilufei todas chova. So are we talking about the toda obligation? Toda obligation? What do we even mean when we say toda obligation? Okay. If I now have to bring a carbon toda, there are basically one of two ways in which I could do it. One is I basically turn to the carbon toda and I say, this is a carbon toda. Meaning, I'm not focusing on me and my own obligation. I just simply say, this is a carbon toda. In the world of neder nedava, so this falls under the category of nedava. Meaning, the focus is not on me, but rather on the animal. Meaning, I obviously am bringing it because I'm showing appreciation, but I'm not taking it as a personal obligation to bring it. I'm just simply saying, this is a carbon toda. That's one option. The other option is, I'm taking it as a personal obligation. Meaning, I commit myself, hare alai. I say that I am taking it upon myself with personal liability. There is recourse in which I am now going to be on the hook to bring a carbon toda. So that means to say that if something were to happen to this animal, I'm still going to be obligated to do so. So a carbon toda can either be brought as a nedava, meaning the focus being on the animal, not on me, no recourse, no personal liability, or on the other hand, I could say alai, I could say that it's on me. Those are two different ways that one could bring a carbon toda. So when the Gemara talks about a toda schova, we're talking about neder, where a person is saying with personal liability that he is going to bring a carbon toda. So, so the Gemara says, so if that's what we're talking about, so we already know the answer. The answer is that if you have a personal responsibility, personal liability, and you set a carbon, and there is a secondary carbon toda, so we already discussed it in the previous brisa. The meaning, why are you setting up, why are you designating a second animal? Because you have to. Meaning, you designated your first carbon toda, you lost it, but you have a personal liability. So now what you're doing is you're now making a second carbon toda to replace the first carbon toda, because you don't have a choice, you have to. You made a personal commitment with personal liability. So under those circumstances, so we know what the halach is, the brisa already told us above, that under those circumstances, the first one, whichever one you're going to bring is your carbon toda, and the second one is going to be a carbon toda, a secondary carbon toda with no bread. So we already know the answer, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's before or after kapara. Okay, and continuing in the Gemara, Ela achalife todas nedava. So the Gemara says, okay, so I think we're talking now about a todas nedava. And again, that's the other scenario in which I don't take personal liability. I just simply say, this is a carbon toda, period. And so it's not a neder, it's a nedava. It's not on me, it's on the animal. Something were to happen to the animal, okay, I'm off the hook. So the Ela chilufa todas nedava. So bein lifnei kapar, bein lacha kapar, tunas lechem. Mar bebetodasu. So the Gemara says, so, but then if that's the case, so then here again, there should be no distinction between before and after kapara. Because let's consider. The first animal that I set aside was a nedava, not a neder, which means that I have no personal liability. In the event that it gets lost, do I have to commit myself to bringing a second animal? No. I didn't accept upon myself personal liability. When in fact, I set aside a second animal as a carbon toda, so that's not to replace the first one. That's just simply because I want to bring another carbon toda. So this is not a substitution or a replacement for the first. This is just simply, I want to bring another carbon toda. And if you want to bring another carbon toda, fine. You have every right to do so. But of course the second one is going to come with a complement of bread. So in other words, then it doesn't matter whether the first one, it was before the kapara or after the kapara. You're going to have to bring bread for the second one because the second one is just simply another carbon toda. So once again, Rav Yochanan says there's some sort of difference between before or after kapara, and basically what the Gemara says is, I don't understand. If it's a todas chova, so then the second one is a replacement of the first, and therefore one of them requires bread, whichever one you want to offer, and the second one is just simply a secondary, which doesn't require bread. And if it's a todas nedava, then of course both of them should require bread, because the first one's a carbon toda, and the second one is just as much a carbon toda. Fine. So the Gemara says, so Ella avla toda, nedava. So bein lifnei kapar, bein lacha kapar into nulechem. Moser de todahi. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's try again. Maybe we're talking about a secondary carbon toda vis-a-vis an offspring. So the mother was a female carbon toda, and let's assume that the mother was a toda, it was a todas nedava. mother gave birth, mother had an offspring, and the Gemara says, so under those circumstances, before or after kapara, so there is no lechem requirement because most of the todahu. Because over here, we're just talking now about a surplus of a carbon todah, meaning in that circumstance, it's just simply a secondary carbon todah, like we discussed back in the Mishnah, and whether it was before or after kapara, certainly there's no requirement to bring bread. Ela avla todas chova. So, but just we're just going process of elimination. So here we are now, same scenario where it's an offspring of a carbon todah, but an offspring of a todas chova. So you have now taken upon yourself personal obligation, a personal liability to bring a carbon todah. You designate a female animal for that carbon todah. It got pregnant. It gave birth. And now what do you have? You have what you and I would call a dividend. Okay? In other words, it was an interesting investment, and it produced a dividend. And what we call that in halacha is called shevach. Right? Shevach is basically where your original now is producing some sort of dividend for you. And now here comes a very basic question that comes out throughout the Gemara, throughout Kachim, other areas of halacha as well, but we're speaking about it in the context of Kachim. So if your carbon is to produce a dividend, can you achieve kapara through the dividend? Or do you have to take it from the principal? That's the Gemara's, we'll call it a question, as you'll see, there are two sides to this issue. And right now the Gemara says, bingo. That's what Rav Yochanan's talking about. Let's see this inside. Ella avla todas chova lifnei kapara taon lechem, la'acha kapara ein taon lechem. So, if let's say I offer the offspring first. So in other words, it serves now as my first carbon. Can that serve as my obligation? Rav Yochanan is teaching us the answer is yes. But it's not the principal, it's just a dividend. That's right, you're right, it's a dividend. And Rav Yochanan is telling us that a person can achieve kapara through a dividend. Again, I'm using the word kapara over here like the Gemara is, but what we mean by that is it satisfies your personal obligation that you have committed yourself to. So my kamashman dekasav Rav Yochanan adam miskapi b'shevach hektesh. That's exactly the point. If you were to bring the offspring first, it's now serving as your todah, the one that you are obligated to bring. Therefore, it's a classic carbon todah. It's considered your primary carbon todah, which therefore requires bread. And the mother then, oddly enough, even though that was your principle, the mother, when you offer it, does not require bread. Why? Because you already served and satisfied your obligation by bringing the offspring. Even though the offspring is just shevach, it's just a dividend, Rav Yochanan is of the position that you can use it to as the satisfaction of your obligation. It does not go against our Mishnah. Meaning the way that you're going to understand our Mishnah, it's a fair point, but the way you're going to understand our Mishnah is that our Mishnah is talking about a chovas nedava. Chovas nedava, so then it doesn't matter whether it's before or after kapara, the first one you're going to bring is going to be your principal and then your main todah, and then the second one doesn't require bread. Vis-a-vis the offspring, so if you subscribe to Rav Yochanan's rule, so if you bring it before the mother, it requires bread. If you bring it after the mother, it does not require bread. Okay. Havi banami Abaye ke agavna. Now, Abaye basically had the same discussion and arrived at the same conclusion. Meaning he also was given the statement to Rav Yochanan. It makes a difference whether it was before or after kapara. And then he just cycled through all the different permutations that we just did. Whether it was talking about a substitute, whether it was talking about an obligatory substitute, a voluntary substitute, whether it was talking about offspring, whether it was talking about a voluntary offspring, now an obligatory offspring, and he arrived at the same conclusion we just arrived at. And the Gemara now is going to quote, in the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, basically the same thing. If I have an exchange for a carbon todah, but todas nedava, meaning it was voluntary. Again, when we say voluntary, what we mean by that is that I have no personal liability. Ben lifnei kapar, ben la'acha kapar, tu'una lechem. Mar betodasi. Under those circumstances, the second one's going to require bread. Why? Because you have no personal liability. By setting up a second animal, it's not replacing the first, because the first is not your personal obligation. So by setting up a second animal, that second animal is just another carbon todah, therefore requiring bread. V'lad todas nedava. Now, if we're talking about the offspring of a carbon todah, bein lefnei kapar, bein la'acha kapar, ein taon lechem. So under those circumstances, it does not require bread. It is just simply a secondary carbon todah. Mosar de todahu. V'lad todas chova. Now, if it's the offspring of a carbon todah, but that which is an obligation, where you accept it upon yourself, personal responsibility, so lifnei kaparatu and lechem, if you offer the offspring first, it's going to require bread. It can satisfy your obligation. The answer is yes. La'acha kaparin tonu lechem. But if you're bringing it second, it does not require bread. Why? Because you already satisfied your obligation with the mother. If you offered the mother first, this only is serving as just simply a secondary carbon todah, which does not require bread. Okay. Period. That takes us now through basically round one of today's Gemara. So what we'll learn now together is that according to Rav Yochanan, if you have a personal obligation, you can satisfy your personal obligation by either bringing it from the principal, meaning the mother, or you can also satisfy your obligation from the dividend. In this case, that would mean the offspring of that animal. Amar Shmuel. Now, basically, to tip us off to where the Gemara is going now, Shmuel is going to basically disagree with that principle. It's going to take us a little bit to get to that point, but Shmuel is going to disagree, and he's going to be of the opinion that you can't satisfy your obligation through a dividend. You must use the principle. Again, it's going to take us a moment to get there, but that's where we're going. I'm a Shmuel. So let's start off with the following background information to help us get through the next little bit of Gemara, and let's reintroduce ourselves to a Chatas Mesa. Chatas Mesa, as we get to the end of Seder Kachim, after Chulin, we're going to be discussing this extensively. Today is going to be like a preview, if you will, to the topic of Chatas Mesa. Sometimes the carbon Chatas, there's nothing to do with it, meaning can't offer it as a carbon, and I can't redeem it, and what the Alach L'moshe Misinai tells us is disposal. Now, that's me being very nice in the words that I'm using when I say disposal. I mean by that is that you have to allow the animal to die and dispose of the animal. But in other words, it can't be brought as a carbon, it cannot be redeemed. There are five examples. There are five such carbon chattises which are destined for disposal. Let's not go through all five right now, but basically... We could do it. One is where the Vlad Chatas, I have an offspring of a carbon chatas. Two is Tamura's Chatas. I try to affect Tamura with a carbon chatas by transferring it onto a second animal. The second animal now cannot be offered as a carbon chatas and must be disposed. Vlad Chatas, Tamura's Chatas, Chatas in Iskapu Bala Bacheris. I have a carbon chatas where the owner lost his original, replaced it, and now found the original. Under those circumstances, the original now disposal. Vlad chatas, tomorrow's chatas, chatas shemesu ba'alaha. Oh, I'm sorry. Chatas shemesu ba'alaha. Sorry, I'm just right now going on memory. Chatas shemesu ba'alaha. Let's say you have a carbon chatas where the owner of the chatas died before the chatas was offered. Same story over there. You can't bring the carbon chatas anymore. There's no need to bring the carbon chatas. The owner died. And the owner now, I'm sorry, the chatas is just, again, to be disposed of. And finally, chatas she'avra shnasa. A carbon chatas where it has gone through its first year of life, and at that point in time now it is too old to be brought as a carbon chatas, and again, disposal. Fine. Those are the five examples of a chatas hamesa. So now, what Shmuel is going to say is the following. In every one of those five scenarios that we just described, if we took the parallel scenario and brought it over to carbon todah, so in all those scenarios, that will be a todah without bread. Good. That's Shmuel's statement. And then, in a scenario where I have a chatas where it's not destined to be put to death, but rather it's allowed to graze, develop a blemish, and then be redeemed, if I have such a carbon chatas, so then we take the parallel scenario, bring it over to todah, buy the carbon todah, that would require bread. Those are the two statements of Shmuel. Let's see all that inside. Kol shebechatas mesa betodah into an alechem. Exactly as I just stated, if I have a scenario where the chatas is to be put to death and disposed of, so then I take that scenario, bring it over to todah, no bread requirement. If I have a chatas scenario where it's allowed to graze, develop a blemish, and get redeemed, so that scenario, the todah would require bread. Now, that's quote-unquote the easy part. Now it's just a question of plugging in the cases. Now, Meisav Rav Amram Ma'u Omer. So Rav Amram challenges based on the brisa that we already saw this morning. Let's review the brisa. Hatodi Yakri Minayin Lamafish Odos of Avda VeYifrish Acheres Tachtev Nimtzes Rishon of Arishtem Omdos Minayin Sheizem Em Sheyirtz Yakri VeLachma Ima Tamalomer Hatodi Yakri VeYachol Teishniyatun Alechem Tamalomer Yakri Venu Echa VeLo Shnayim. Good. And the Braisa taught us earlier this morning, and we just reviewed it, that if I lost my carbon todah, replaced it with a second carbon todah, but didn't offer it yet, found my original, so I have now the original and the replacement, and I'm looking at both of them, so I can offer whichever one I want. Whichever one I offer now will be my carbon todah. I will bring bread with that first one, and the second one I'll bring as well as the carbon todah, but just sans bread. Good. That's the Braisa. Now the Gemara says, now, let's think about Shmuel's statement. Now, if I took that scenario, and instead of talking about a carbon todah, now let's talk about the same scenario, but with a carbon chatas. What is the conclusion? That in such a scenario, you know what would happen with that second carbon chatas? That second carbon chatas does not need to die, does not need to be disposed of. You can allow it to graze, develop a blemish, and redeem it. How do I know that? The Gemara says, because it's a Mishnah in Temura. Of course. Did none. The Mishnah teaches us. Hifrish chatas over avda, v'hifrish acheres tachtev nimsas, rishon varishtem, omdos, miskaper, be'achas mehem, ushnia, tamus. Divrei Rebbe. Now, Rebbe's position is that in this scenario of the double chatas, I set aside one, lost it, replaced it with the second one, found the original. Both, I'm looking at both of them. So Rebbe says, offer one, the second one is left to die. But right now, don't focus on Rebbe. Let's focus on the Chachamim. The Chachamim Omer, Min Chatas Mesa, Elo Shenim, Zitzachar Shenis Kapra Balim. Hakom Shenis Kapra Balim Roa. So the Chachamim's position is that the only time in such a scenario we are going to dispose the Chatas is only if I found the original after I offer the second. But if I found the original before I offer the second, so now I'll offer one of the two, and then the second one can graze and develop a blemish. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Of course, we're assuming right now that Shmuel subscribes to the Chachamim's viewpoint. But now we don't have a match, because in this scenario, in the Chata scenario, what's the conclusion? Let it graze, develop a blemish. In the Toda scenario, what should therefore, based on Shmuel's parallel, what should happen by the Karban Toda? Both should require Lechem. But of course, that's not correct. We learned in the Braisa two times this morning that the second one does not require bread. So Shmuel's parallel between the Chatzis and the Todah does not seem to work out. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Karebi Svirle. The Amr Avuda B'Shas HaFrash HaMesa. So the Gemara says, okay, we walked into this question assuming that Shmuel holds like the Chachamim. Maybe not. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Now if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that works out. Because Rebbe, under such circumstance by a Chatzis, says that the second one is left to die. And that now parallels the Todah, where the second animal is going to be brought as a carbon todah, but without bread. Good. So far now it works out. But Ella Rola Rebbe Eich Mishkachala. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, but remember, Shmuel made two statements. One, about the case where the chatas is left to die. And two, is in the case where the chatas is allowed to graze. According to Rebbe, is there a scenario where there's going to be two chatases and one is going to be left to graze? The answer is yes. Okay, the case would be like this. I have a requirement to bring a carbon chatas. I have a little bit of anxiety, and I'm just not comfortable with just bringing one animal to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll bring two. Now, I don't need two, I only need one. What's the second one? Backup. Everyone needs a backup plan. So I'm not only planned, but I'm planned all the way through. If something happens with my first one, my second one will serve as an insurance policy, a built-in insurance policy. Good. So here, it's not that I set aside one and the second one, and I lost it and replaced it with a second one. Here, from the get-go, I brought in two carbon chatzis to the Beis HaMikdash, explaining the second one is just backup. Now, under those circumstances, what's the idea? I'm going to only offer one because obviously that's all I need to do. And the second one is not a chatas amesa, but rather because from the get-go it was there only to serve as backup. So then what we can allow that animal to do is graze, develop a blemish, and redeem that animal. So there's my example, according to Rebbe, where the second animal is a roe, an animal that can graze. Good. Now let's take that case and now bring it back to the Todah. V'haga b'todah ki agav nein tu nalechem. In that case, by carbon todah, there's no lechem requirement. Meaning, in a todah scenario where I'm obligated to bring one, I bring two and my second one is a backup. Do you know what happens after I offer my first one successfully? The second one I'll bring is a carbon todah, sans bread. But Shmuel said that if in the chatzah scenario it is a case of grazing, in the toda scenario it would require bread. And once again, we no longer have a match. Ela Shmuel k'Rebbe Shimon Tzvirlei, the Amar Chamish Chatos Mesos. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to offer now another suggestion. Shmuel does not hold like the Chachamim. Shmuel doesn't even hold like Rebbe. Who does Shmuel hold like? There's a third option, and that is Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says that under every scenario where there's a second chatas, it doesn't matter how we arrived at the second chatas, either because I lost the animal and I replaced it, either because I brought two animals, one as an insurance policy. It doesn't matter. According to Rebbe Shimon, once there's a second chatas, it is destined to die, period. So the Gemara says, and that now means that according to Rebbe Shimon, there is no case of grazing. V'haro l'Rebbe Shimon l'Eislei klal. The Gemara makes exactly that point. So there's no case of grazing. Now Shmuel's statement is that if it's a parallel case of chatas ameisa, no bread. If it's a case of grazing, yes bread. So the Gemara says, but now there's no case. If Shmuel subscribes to the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, so then there's simply no case of grazing. To which the Gemara says, that's right. Shmuel nami chada kamar. When Shmuel made the original statement, he actually made one statement. He didn't make two. He originally said, kol shebechatas mesos betodein tun olechem. So my kamash malan lafuki midi Rav Yochan dama adam eskapi b'shevach hektesh kamash malan delo. And if Shmuel's only making one statement, what is the significance of his statement? And here now we finally get to the point which I alluded to earlier. We finally get to the point of, here's the point Shmuel's making. Shmuel says that when I set aside two carbon todas, doesn't matter how it happens. If we have a scenario where I have the original and the secondary, the original requires bread, the secondary does not require bread. And even if that includes the case of Vlad Chatas, now let's consider, in the case of Vlad Chatas, under every and all circumstance, what happens is that you offer the mother as your carbon chatas, not the Vlad, not the offspring. And what Shmuel's telling us is that in the parallel scenario of Toda, if, let's say, the mother is a shlump, is a carbon toda, and she produces a child, an offspring, so the offspring simply cannot be used as your obligation. Didn't Rav Yochanan earlier say it can be used as your obligation? Because Rav Yochanan says that you can use a dividend to satisfy your obligation. So it's exactly the point. Shmuel is coming here to tell us that he fundamentally disagrees. He says, no, you can't use a dividend to satisfy your obligation. The only thing you could use to satisfy your obligation is the principal. The principal in this case is the mother. The dividend will be offered as a carbon toda, but in no way can it be used to satisfy your obligation. Good. Amar adam eskaper b'shevach klal, kamash malan dela. Amar Rabbi Abba. Okay, and for the remainder of today's daf, a number of different halachas that are being taught regarding the toda and its bread. Halacha number one. Zu toda v'zu lachma. Let's say I identify which animal is going to be serving my carbon toda, and not only that, but I set aside also the complementary lechem that comes along with it. So, avad alechem evi lechem acher. If I lost the bread, no problem. In other words, I'll just simply replace it with another bread. To attach a replacement bread for my original carbon toda, that's easy. I'll tell you what's not easy, the opposite. Avda toda enum evi toda acheres. If, let's say, I set aside the toda and I set aside the bread, and I lost the carbon toda, and I just simply want to now attach another animal to this bread, that you can't do. Why not? My time off. Lechem liglal toda vein toda liglal lechem. Because looking at the relationship between the toda and its bread, so there is an ikar, there's a tafel. There's a primary and there's a secondary. In the relationship, what is the primary? The animal. What's the attachment? The bread. So that's the secondary. So being that that's the case, if I lost the bread, can I just simply add another attachment to the toda? No problem at all. Because the bread anyway was just that. It was just an attachment. However, if I have a carbon toda and I have the bread and I lost the animal, can I just simply take another animal and attach it to the bread? No. Because the animal is the ikar, it's not the tafel. It's the main, it's not the secondary. I can't just simply plug in another animal to the bread. The amarava, another halacha. Hifresh malsa latoda so. Let's say a person sets aside money for his carbon toda. Okay? In other words, he knows he needs to bring a carbon toda. In fact, he knows it so well, he sets aside money. That money has kedusha. When he goes ahead and buys the animal with that money, the kedusha is going to transfer from the money to the animal. Very good. But he was generous in terms of how much money he set aside. He set aside too much money. And so now he has a little bit of change left over after he bought the animal. Can he take that change and use it to buy the bread? Absolutely. So the Gemara says, second halacha, hifrish malsa todaso, top of payment base, vinitosru, and there's money left over, maybe ben lechem, lalach me todas, so he can buy bread with that leftover money, with the change. Maybe bahem lechem. Lilach me toda. Okay, sorry, I read a little bit too much, but okay. Now, let's say he sets aside money for the bread. And after buying the bread with the money, there's leftover money. Can he now take whatever leftover money he has, and can he buy toda with that money? Toda for that bread? And the answer is no. Vinitosru ein mi vibem toda. Now, why not? My time, huh? Now we know that the lach metoda is actually called toda, meaning it is fair to say that the bread, even though the bread is a mincha, but still the Torah itself describes it as toda. Why? Because the pasuk says shenemar vikriv al zevach toda chalos matzos. So by reading the pasuk and flowing right through the pasuk, you see that he's bringing together with his karban hatoda chalos matzos, meaning that the bread itself is given the appellation of toda. So ihachi ibchanami lechem ikre toda. I'm sorry, ihachi ibchanami. So the Gemara says, so can we not say the reverse? Meaning, if the lechem is referred to toda, is toda also called lechem? And to which the Gemara says, no, that's not accurate. Lechem ikre toda, toda lo ikre lechem. The lechem can be referred to as toda, but the toda cannot be referred to as the lechem. And therefore, if I set aside money for the bread and I have leftover money, that money was for bread, and I cannot use that money to buy now the carbon toda. Another halacha. V'amar Rava, hifrish todasa v'avda v'chazer v'hifrish acheres tachtes v'avda. V'chazer v'hifrish acheres tachteha. So, v'nimtzu harishonos. V'hareishloshtam omdos. Cases as follows: this person is not having a good day. He's just not. He set aside one carbon toda, he lost it. He set aside a second carbon toda, he lost that one as well. He now sets aside a third carbon toda. Okay, so, not good. And, just to make him a little bit more frustrated that day, not only does he have to set aside now three animals, he finds animal number one and number two. Okay, good. So now he has three carbon totas in front of him. So, niskaper berishona. So let's say now he uses the first animal, the original animal. So then, shnia eina tuna lechem. Shlish is tuna lechem. The second one will not require bread, and the third one would require bread. Okay, why? The second one is viewed as the replacement of the first. That's a secondary, and as we learned throughout today's daf, secondary carbon totas do not require bread. What's the third one? Well, the third one can't really be viewed as a replacement. I know it could be, but right now we're going to make the argument that it can't. Right, the third one can't be viewed as a replacement because I have the first one, the original. I have the second one, a replacement. So I have the original and I have the replacement. So what's the third? Third is just regular carbon toda. And therefore, it will require bread. Now, I said it like with confidence and like, oh, that's the only way to look at it. It's not the only way to look at it. But right now, that is the way that Rav is looking at it. Now, b'shlishis, shnia ein atun alechem, rishon atun alechem. Now, let's say he offered the third one. Because remember, he could use whichever one he wants. Let's say he used the third one. So then, shnia ein atun alechem, rishon atun alechem. So the second one is viewed as the replacement of the third. And I know the third was only set aside because he lost the second, but now that he offered the second is viewed as a replacement of the third, and therefore the second is a secondary, therefore not requiring bread. And what's the first one? Its own separate carbon toda. Okay. And be'emtsayis, shtei mein tunas lechem. Now let's say he offers animal number two. If he also offers animal number two, one and three do not require lechem. One is considered a secondary to two. Three is considered a secondary to two. And so therefore one and three do not require lechem. That's all the way Rava looks at it. And Abai says, I don't like the way you're looking at it. In fact, I'll look at it differently. Look, when a person sets aside his first animal and then loses and replaces it with the second, that second one's a replacement. And when he loses the second and sets aside a third, the third one is also a replacement. Meaning, I'm not going to be just because he had to go through this two separate times, and he has three animals in front of him, I'm not going to only look at one of them as a replacement. I look at whatever he sets aside to replace the original as a replacement. So regardless of which one he brings, the other two are considered simply replacement animals, therefore not requiring bread. Amar Rabbi Zera v'chein l'inyachatas. Now what we're going to do is we're going to say basically the same thing by carbon chatos, and actually the halacha will be exactly the same. Chatos, I'm sorry, lin chatos. Hifrish chatos, v'avda v'hifrish acheros tachtev, v'avda v'hifrish acheros tachtev, v'nimtzu arishonos. Same scenario, but not carbon tota, but rather chatos. V'arei shloshtam omdos. And all three of them are standing in front of him. Niskaper v'rishonos shnia tamus, shlishis tira. If let's say he offers the first one, the second one is viewed as the replacement, therefore it's left to die. The third one is not viewed as a replacement, and therefore can allow to graze, develop a blemish, and be redeemed. If he offers the third one, the second one is viewed as a replacement, the first one is viewed as standalone, and therefore is not destined to die, and therefore can be left to graze. If he offers the second one, the first and third are viewed as replacement, and therefore for number one and three are left to die. And once again, Abaye says, I don't look at it that way, but rather, the other two are viewed as replacements. In the case of Chatos, therefore, the other two are left to die, regardless of which one he brings. He could bring one, or two, or three. The other two are left to die. Now, my Vechein, good. So, what we just did an exercise where we did a repeat. Everything we learned by Karban Todah, we just repeated everything by Karban Chatos. So, what did we gain? The Gemara goes and explains that. Look, in the case of Karban Todah, you can at least construct an argument that the third animal, whichever one is that third, is just simply an extra Karban Todah. But over here, by Chatos, look, a Chatos, you don't just simply bring another Karban Chatos. A Chatos is a response to a chait. You bring one carbon chatas. The reason why you're setting aside number two and number three is because you have to bring that one chatas. But you could have made the argument that under these circumstances, two and three are for sure viewed as replacements, even according to Rava. And so what the chiddush is that no, even here, Rava views only one of the two as its necessary replacement. Atini Rabbi Chia. And let's start the sugya today. This really begins, now you know what? I'll take it back. Let's start this tomorrow. This the beginning of this Gemara goes well into tomorrow's daf. I say well into it, meaning it's half of tomorrow's daf. We're going to talk about a toda and its tamura, and I mix the two up. And okay, a little bit of complexity, but we'll start with that tomorrow. Let's recap. Basically, we made really one singular point over the course of today's daf. If I have a secondary carbon toda, we give number of examples of what is a secondary carbon toda. So if I have a secondary carbon toda, so it does not require bread. We darshan now based on pesukim. And over the course of today's daf, we talked about whether or not I can achieve my kapara through a shevach, through a dividend, if my animal yielded a dividend, otherwise known as it gave birth. So under those circumstances, can I use the offspring in order to achieve kapara? So the answer is, it is a machlokus between the Amoraim. Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that a person can receive kapara through shevach, and therefore use the dividend in order to satisfy his obligation, and Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says that a person cannot achieve kapara through a dividend. That was the basic machlokas that we saw on the Amud Aleph today. And then on the Amud Beis, a number of scenarios in terms of looking at the relationship between the animal carbon toda and its bread complement. And basically, the point that we learned on the second half of today's daf is that it's just that. The bread is a complement to the carbon toda. The toda is the ikar. And the bread, if you will, is viewed as a tafel. It's a secondary to the bread, to the animal. And a number of halachas based on that.